lot. V'shimish talmid chachamim. He learned Gemara with mishamash talmid chachamim. Harbe lifnei ma meis b'chatzi yom. How come he died so early? His theory was the terrorist said you live long. How come he died so early? V'lehoya adam achzira davar. Nobody was able to answer it. Good kasha she has. No rav had a terrorist to that kasha. Pam achas one time nisarachti etzlo. Mideliyo anavi went to visit him. He started to talk about it. Let me hear exactly how your husband did, how you acted in the house privately. And Elio asked him, when you were in Nida, did he ever touch you? Did he ever come close to you? She answered, he didn't touch me. He didn't even touch my pinky. He didn't even touch when she was in Nida, her husband didn't touch him. What about this man when she's libun? That means usually Anisha sees down, let's say for 5 days, then she makes Tesek Tarum, and then the next 7 days, where it's called Bimei Libun. That means she's not seeing down, and she's counting the Zayin Nikim to see when she becomes Torah. That's called Bimei Libun. Like when she's wearing white things then, to check herself to make sure she's Torah. Ma wet b'chor. Well then, were you also, was your husband away from you? So she said no, then Taka Ochel and me used to eat together. The shots to me, we drank together. For Yoshnim, and he slept with me. The Kiribosa. For he also died by Al Dover Acher. But he didn't do Tashmas. Tashmas Chas Shalom he didn't do. That's also in the right side. Oh, but they used to sleep together, the Kiribosa. Used to like touch one another. For Yamarti Lot, when Eliyahu and Novi heard this, he told her, Vora Chamokim Shogu, and the good the Abishti did din, and he killed her. Shlenosa Ponel Matera, that your husband didn't learn good Pshat Matera, he was over. Shahre Omra Terra, Terra says, V'alisha benida tumosa le'sikra. Torah doesn't say Isha need them, it's called the man she's seeing the dam. Torah says V'alisha benida tumosa. It means called the man she has a tuma nida on her, she has dina nida. There, even though your wife stops seeing blood, but called the man she didn't go to the mikvah, not the 7 days, she didn't go to the mikvah yet, she still lost it to you. So, Bazaar, you're bound with the Rabbanan, there's an Issa not to have kirubasa, you shouldn't have kirubasa then. Kiyosi Rav Dimi, Rav Dimi says a little different shot the mice was. Omar, Nita Chod Heavy, the Pshat was they had one bed. Not the Pshat that Mamash had Kiribosa, but they slept together in the same bed. The Marova Amri, Omar Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef, Sinor Masik Bnei Lebeno. They didn't Mamash sleep in Kiribosa, they had like an apron between the two of them. But even that also, that's where he got his Misa. Rashi, Levinecho, Kagoin Zobo, Shosefer, Shivanakiyim, Zobo, and Bizman is there, all leaders, Hamad Rabbonin, have a din zova. They, after they sit down for the fifth day, then they can first start counting Zayin Nikiyim. Misha Posko, when they stop seeing the dam, Usurich Elias Leveshet Labonim, she has to wear white underwear then, Lebdika, to make a Bdika, Shem Matira Batista Sviosoi. Maybe she'll see dam in between the Zayin Nikiyim, and she'll be Sosa the Svira. Benida Tumosoi, the Acha Tovi Bemayim, and Tul, the wife, is table in the mikvah, he really does, she still has a tumor on neither on her. Not totally when she sees the blood, it's totally when she goes to the mikvah. The ma'avina and mitiya benidosa beviyosatei achatovi b'mayim b'teres karam. Till she comes into the mikvah, she'll have a tumas nidirona. Mita chod hevei rochva. So they want to be lamas chus. Now chasid, they rather didn't touch one another. But it was a very wide bed. What do you call this? King size bed. Like kibrubasa hevei. The sof of the sharabachi, he thought it was muta. But Allah that's also awesome with the abundant. To be on the same bed, it's also awesome. Sinar, Shaykhagaris Boyu, Magim Vasnaim Lamata. They talk a war like underpants or pajamas, the bottom part of the pajamas they were wearing. That they didn't touch. Just the top they touched, so that's why he got his meat. So the Mishnah. Vielo min halochis sha'omru ba'liyas chananya ben chiskiya ben gorun. This was Yudches Devorim, they were guys, they made special halochis. The Shastachom went up to Aliyah, the attic of Hananya ben Chizkiya ben Gorin. Shalul Levakri, they went up to visit him, a few Chachom together. Nimnu, they went to count. V'rabu Beishama Beisilum. That there were more Talmidim for Beishama than Beisilum. V'yudches Devorim Gozu Boy Bayoin. And 18 Gzeres they made special Yudches Devorim, they made that day. The Shastachom went up to this Aliyah, the Hananya ben Chizkiya, to make special Takonis. The Gemara will soon recognize all the Takonis they made. Trashi Nimnu Baravel, Bol Minya Vinimso Shabeshamam Rubim. That Beshame had a bigger, had more people. So Hura like this Pshab was Shapas, like Beshame. Really, if I can't the Gemara in Yuvama says, that really Beshame was Chadad and Tzvei. Really Beshame was very, very smart. And that's why the Gemara says, Lasad Lava, Yemaisa Mashiach, we're going to pass on like Beishamai. Because really, Beishamai is so smart that really the halacha is emes. Just we don't understand them. So since we don't understand them, halacha is Zachar Rabban Lahatis. And since the Rabban is Beis Hillel, therefore we pass on the Zman is there now like Beis Hillel. Our Lasad Lava, when the Mashiach will come, we'll understand Claude the Tam of Beishamai, brought down, then we'll take a pass on like Beishamai. So soon it's not like this Mishnah saying right now. Right? At least from these Yudches Devarim, we came out to hold like Beshamai. Right, we'll see in the Gemara what they are. Omalei Abayin Rav Yosef. Elu Tanan. Do we say Elu means they're starting now to count like a new Mishnah now. A new 18 things they were Geyser. Or is it Elu Tanan? The Elu means a continuation from the Xeris we had before. And that the Mishnah before said, you're not allowed to read in front of the light, in front of the lamp, on Shabbos, that's also one of these Yudches Devarim. That'll be good, what's brought down in Masechta Shabbos also. And it goes what we said before. But Elu Tanan, or is the Elu Tanan? The Elu Tanan means Hani Diamorin. The last two Gezeres, the Mishnah, are also included in these Yudches Devarim. Oy Elu Tanan, Debini Lamei Mekamon. Elu means no, what we're going to say now, we're going to speak out a new 18 gzeres. Toshma, bring your ayam, and poilin your haner. And now let us pick out the lights from your begodim in front of your haner. The incurring your haner. And now let us read from a sefer in front of the lamp. The elu, these two gzeres, min halachish omru balias chanani ben chiski ben gurin shramilu the elu tanash ramina. That these two were part of the yudches devarim that they were gzeres. So it's a rayif shanau mishnah, like we have the girsa, the elu, means the first two gzeres we had before is also a part of these gzeres. Shashav yasinin, the elu tanan, hanu the amoron or dilma elu a tanan, hanu the bino memekamon, the elu koyad lit, going on before, le yifalas kelov, le yikorler on air, the elu menalochis, or dilma elu tanan, the koyle kamon, ain't sharon diyoi. So shema, Yatarti kamaisa koi, avlinich lav mishmoin also da, devob ninlo kamaforish, before maforish law. But this, if you girls elu, that means the first two are not part of the yudches. If you girls the elu, they are part of the yudches. So that Gemaria, the maskon is the girls the elu, that the first two gzeres is part of the yudches devor. So the rabbonin, mikos of Megillus Tainus, who went down to write the Megillus Tainus? What is Megillus Tainus of Rashi? The fish yashar kol mishnah b'rais lohoyuk suvin. They didn't write down yet Mishnayis at this time. The Yosla Kosum is called Torah Shabbateh. It's also to write it down. The Zu Nichtavu, the only thing they wrote down was called the Megillah Tainus. What does that mean? Le Zichron, to remember Ladas Yomim Hoasurim B'Tainus. Not that you're allowed to fast, but the days you're not allowed to fast. Lekach Nikru Megillah Shekosum Megillah Sefer. It's called the Megillah because it's written down in Lashon of a Sefer. It's called Megillah Tainus because these days are also to have fasting. Because there was a special Yeshua came to Klai Yisrael, so he has to be b'simcha that day and not be b'tainis. So the Mara Omru Chanani ben Chizki of Asiyosli, they were the ones that wrote it. This Megillah Tainis, Shoyim Chazven as a Tzoris, they loved the Tzoris. What does it mean, the Tzoris? Not really the Tzoris, but the Gula that happened afterwards. The fact that Hashem saved us from the Tzar. So Drashi Mechazven as a Tzoris, Shenigolim Mihem, we were saved from all the Tzoris we went through. The Hanais, and Hashem saved us with the Nais. Chavav aleim, very chavav to them. Lahaskiroi, to remember it. Leshabchoi, ishlakodesh, leshabchoi, ishlakodesh baruch hu, to praise the kodesh baruch hu. The koisvan used to write down yimei hanais, the day, the exact date of the nais. Lasoisim yomtiv, to make a yomtiv out of that day. Hagoyin elin yomid leilatanavon, your special days, you're not allowed to fast. Like Hanukkah, Purim, the days that nisim happen, you're not allowed to fast. So they used to write down all these days. So the Ma'amar of Shem Gamliel. Afonu, really us also mechavven as a tzoris. We also appreciate whenever Hashem does needs him to us, saves us from a tzar. Avo ma nase, shimbono lichto veno no maspikim. If we'll go to write down how much tzoris and Hashem saves us, we'll never end off. Because we have so many tzoris, Hashem saves us every single day, saying the davas life. Shrashi eno no maspik lefi shen tadiris, it happens every single day. We get into trouble and Hashem saves us. Rashi also Lishnachrina, and Ono Maspikim last the Yomtiv B'Choyim, will have a Yomtiv every single day. It's that we can't do. Dabarach, another pshat is no. Ein Shaita Nifkar, Faket, a Shaita doesn't appreciate what happened to them. Because we don't appreciate so much Nifim that Hashem does to us. Rashi, Ein Shaita Nifkar, Ein Tegar Roa Bo'olo, Kleimer, Ein Namakib B'Kov, he doesn't realize what's happening to him. Kach Kama Nisim, Boyim Lono, Ben Ono Machirim Ben. Hashem does a lot of these to us, and we're not makir it. The Rachrein Bosra Meis Magish Bismul. A Bosra Meis is not magish the tzoros. Same thing. You don't magish as a dead person, not magish as a needle going into him. No, we're not magish at tzoros. But the more any, it's hard for a person when his mace, when a worm bites you, mama shake a needle going into your body. So you see, your mace is magish. Shenemar ach besor love yichoy. The nashel of yovel, or they'll have pain. And the Gemara Eimer, it's shot like this, ain't bosa meisha b'chai. A person that's alive and he has some dead meat on him, so the overgrown skin, is magish bismol. If you put a needle in there, you're not magish it. It's meant to say, we're not magish the tzoros we have. Omer Rav Yudah, Omer Rav, Grum Zoch, Roy Sish, Natoy, V'chananya, Mechiz, Kishmoy, Shemol Yehu, not for him, Nigna Seif Yechesel, Chomim would have been going to put away Seif Yechesel. It said a lot of things in there that was faced to Divrei Torah. Ma'asa, what did he do? Helalah Gimel Meyaz Gar V'Shem, he put away a lot, 300 barrels of oil. That means he sat up nights and nights trying to miyashiv. V'yashiv Aliyah V'Dorshan. He sat in his Aliyah's attic and he darshan Seif Yecheskel that even though there was certain kash that looks like it's faced to Divrei Torah, he went to miyashiv all the kashes. They're not faced to Divrei Torah. What's the girl that was so? This Gemara was again Om Rabbi Yehuda Om Rav Barom Zohar Aishish Letayv. Remember this person Letayv. The Chananya ben Chizkiah Shmoy. His name was Chananya ben Chizkiah, and that's the halacha in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Ve'elu min halacha shomru ba'aliyos Chananya ben Chizkiah ben Gorim." In his aliyah. Aliyah means the upstairs apartment. That used to be the choshev apartment in time of the Gemara. He used to have a downstairs to come in, and then he used to go upstairs. That was the living room. So he went upstairs, and they made all the yudches devorim. So Gemara says his is oit ish. Zoch resish atayiv. Shelmolei hub, not for him, nigna seif yecheskel. They would have hid his seif yecheskel. Sheyedvorah seisim adibri Torah. Because for certain things that says in seif yecheskel, the chura looks like it's a steerer to the Torah. Ma also, so what did this Chananya do? Is heloloi gimel neyaz garvei shem. It took with him 300 barrels of oil. It means to stay up nights and nights and nights, to use this oil for light, to stay up and work on Seif Yecheskel. V'yoshev aliyah v'doshin. He stood up and there's aliyah and he darshin Seif Yecheskel. So in this our Mishnah goes that while he was upstairs darshining Seif Yecheskel, our Mishnah says, V'elu min alochi shomru b'aliyas chananya ben chizki ben gorim. She'olu l'vakim, the Talmidim, u'tamir chomim went up to mevakim. He was there such a long time trying to fix Seif Yecheskel. They went to Mavakim, and Nimnu Virabu upstairs there in his Aliyah, they came out that Beishama Beisilu. There were more people there from Tamidi Beishama than Beisilu, and they passed on like Beishamai. Yitchezvon Gozu by Biyom. They made exer of 18 things. So Rashi says, what was the Shal? What was wrong with Seif Yecheskel? Rashi Divrei Torah. So going the Velo Treifa, and Yecheskel said, you know they need in the Velo Treifa, Lo Yochlo Kahanim. Smash, but only a Kain can eat treifa. Is a kasha or Yisrael Eichlem? A Yisrael could eat treifa. Look, we're going to the same task of a Shiva Bachoyd, a Sheikh, and Yumas Korban Zebatera. It says in Chesef Yechesto, new Korban, on the seventh month to bring a Korban. Doesn't say that in the Torah. So he went upstairs in his Aliyah and he sat down and he was Miyashiv, the stirahs that they have in Yisef Yechesto. The Gemara Menachos talks about it. Next Rashi says, Dashan Kedashin Lahani Kurab Emnochis, to me from the story, Malika Bachatasoy, Gabayu, since a Kayin has a heter, to eat a Malika Soif, that means by Kodshim you take an oif, you don't have to make a Shrita, you take your thumb and make a Malika, put it through the backside of the neck of the oif. And that's Mutter. So I would think, who would then is Mutter for Kayin teach Rafis? Kamash will know it's also for them to trade this. That's Chan Yechet and Seif Yecheskel. Not that he's saying that Yisrael is allowed to trade them. No, it's a Kiddush that a Kohen is also to trade for. I would have a Habamina, maybe a Kohen is allowed to trade for. Excuse this, what the Mishnah is going on, that while Chananya, the Chizki, was up in his Aliyah, the Miyashiv, Seif Yecheskel, a lot of Chachamim went up there from Tamid Evesham Abesilom, and there, upstairs, they made Yudches Devorim, they made Gzeirus. So the Mara Shmoy Noisa Dova Gozum, 18 things they made Gzeirus. What are these 18 gzeiros that they made? Shemonu. Mamanu shmoinoi sadover. Ditsinan. Elu poistlanesa truma.
these things pasul truma. Now, place pasul a truma means truma, as I mean, that's what you take off to give to a kohen. Now, these halacha, you're not allowed to eat truma tameya. Now, tameya means that if a sheretz, an avat tuma, touches the yoichel becomes a rishon l'tuma. Halacha is if a rishon touches another thing, it makes it a sheni l'tuma. Now, if a sheni touches a third thing, if a sheni l'tuma touches truma, it makes the truma pasul. Pasul means in itself, now this piece of bread is also teed, it's like tamay, but it has no kayak to matama something else. That's the chil between pasul and tamay. When something is tamay, the pshat is, if it touches something else, it could be matama something else. Pasul means that's the last stage of tumah, that only it itself is tamay, and it can't be matama something else. So Rabbanan made chumris that if something touches truma, you pasul the truma, means you're not allowed to eat this truma now, it has a din tamay on it, but it's not so tamay to matama something else. If somebody eats an oichel that has a rishon l'tumma, that means a sheretz touched a piece of bread. So the piece of bread now is a rishon l'tumma. If the man eats it now, or else oichel oichel sheni, you ate that the sheretz touched a mashka, touched water, and the water touched the bread, so now the bread is a sheni l'tumma. The person eats it, so his goof becomes tamei, that if he touches truma now, he passes truma. Rashi. Ba'eichel eichel rishon min ha'tera. Now there's only mid rabbanon, because mid yiraisa min ha'tera ain eichel matam adam. If a person eats tamei, he doesn't become tamei. Chutz min neveilas oiftor. The only thing that can matama the person if he eats a nevela of an oiftor means a bird that died without shechita. The halacha is if you eat it, you become tamei. Av nevelas behema mashenkin a behema that's dead loy. It's not matama you if you eat it. That nevela of a behema, when you touch it, it has a tumas maga. So therefore, somebody would just stick it down your mouth and you swallow it, by touching inside your mouth, it's based as dharmi namakabu tumma. So by eating it, you also won't be tummy. The kol shchein oicho rishon, avad, if you only eat a piece of bread that's only tummy from somebody else. Sheino avatumma, that the bread itself is not an avatumma, it is not mitami yumid yiraisa. So Rashi, Avalhein goes with Rabbon and made Gzeres Boisayim that day in the first time Lekamon Bekulam. The law will explain what the time why they made these Gzeres to ask if you touch Truma to make it Truma possible. The Shiurim lists less like Vriya, how much do you have to eat that your goof should become Tomei? The Chatzi Pras, a half of a loaf of bread. The Perak Yom Kippurim. Vosanam Yom Hanakotum Gviya, the Lav the Rice, and often the Gemara says it's not the Rice over there, it's only with the Rabbon. Another nafkamina that says the cooler is that usually if you touch a sheretz and you tamei, even after you go to the mikvah, you have to wait till Hera Shemes, till you eat the truma, till it comes at nighttime. If you only have one of these tumah, the rabbonans, as soon as you go to the mikvah, right away you're allowed to eat the truma. That's a cooler and these isurim. So the first zayin was if you eat a meichel rishon or you eat a meichel sheni, that your goof becomes tamei, that you touch truma now, you'll pass through the truma. Who are then if you drink water that's tamei, your goof becomes tamei, that if your goof now touches trulam, you make the truma posel. If you have a bath, mayim shuvim usually means mayim that came into a kli, that's now inside a kli, like a bathtub. So if you go into a bathtub, your goof also becomes tamei, that if you touch truma, you pass through the truma. We'll see in the Gemara why they made this gezeira. The tohor shenoflu al roisha v'ruba shloisha lugid mayim shuvim. Who then if you tore, you weren't tummy at all, but somebody threw on top of you gimel lugim of mayim shuvim. That means they had three buckets of water. Each one was a lug, a large sum, like a quart, a more fine gallon, and they threw it on top of you. So that's also passes you midrabon, and now your goof becomes tummy. We'll soon see why. Biha sefer, any sefer that Rashi kol kisvi akedish. Torah, Neviya, Muksudin, Poislin, Truma, Bimaga. If a Sefer touches the bread, touches the Truma, the Sefer is Matama, the Truma. Truma becomes possible. The Hayadayin, your hands. Trashi, Stomim, Kodin, Tilosin. Before we wash our hands, that's one of the reasons why we wash our hands before we eat bread. Asigzerim, Shemasle, Truma. And when you eat Truma, before you go to eat the Truma, you have to wash your hands. Because the Rabbonin will go, the Stam hands have a Tumim with the Rabbonin, that if your hands touch Truma, you pass all the Truma. But you're dying. somebody was mamish tomei midiraisa and he went to the mikvah, the halacha is you're not allowed to eat truma until harashemesh, until it comes shkia, or even tzeitik chavim. So after the mikvah, until tzeitik chavim, that's called a tful yom. The Gemara asked the kasha, this is midiraisa. Midiraisa, you're still tomei until it comes harashemesh. So if you're going to touch truma now, your mamish is metamarit. That should be a deraisa, not a derabon. Right over oichlin, oichlin v'hakelim, any kli shenitumu b'mashkin that was mekabel tumor from mashkin. That means if water, tomadik water, touched a kli, or tomadik water touched an oichl, that oichl now has tumma to it, that if it touches truma, it passes the truma. We'll soon see what type of a mashkin we're talking about. What type of a water touched a kli to say that now midirabona, this kli has enough tumma, that if it touches truma, it passes the truma. These are the gzeiros. We'll soon see later on in the Gemara, later on, how do you have 18, if you have less than 18, how many do you have? We'll see later. So the Gemara, the first one now, Man Tana, who's the Tana that says, Ha'oichel oichel rishon, v'yoichel oichel sheni, if you eat an oichel, a piece of bread that has a tumor rishon to it, that means a sheret or a zav, some an ava tumor, touch the piece of bread. So chulun lick a piece of bread, it's mekabel tumah, it's a rishon tumah. Now the person eats this oichel, so midiraisa the oichel is not metamah you at all. But midirabonin, if you eat tumah lick a bread, it's metamah your guf, and if you're going to touch truma, you're going to pass on the truma. So the more man tano oichel oichel rishon, v'oichel oichel sheni, mitzvah pasul.